What's up, y'all? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We'll talk to you about them more later in the episode. For now, enjoy.
All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to the Solids on the Internet show, a show where we randomly talk about the internet's craziest stories with comedian friends. If you would like to submit a story, you can do so by emailing us, internet@kevonstage.com. And a lot of the stories y'all picked on today's episode are great. So today's episode, we got Kanisha the Bus, Brandy the Denise, and Tony the Baker. This first story was just a funny title to me. Texas Pete hot sauce maker sued over famed product being from North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
It turns out.
Wow.
People don't
can't trust nobody out here,
but
man.
The pettiness. Good, live your life and just get some Red Rooster.
From Texas.
Who sued?
So Texas Pete hot sauce is in Texas. It's one Los Angeles man thought, of course, with somebody here, according to a class action lawsuit. Los Angeles resident Philip White filed a lawsuit in September in California against the hot sauce producers, North Carolina-based T.W. Garner Food Company, alleging false advertisement after he believed the brand was a Texas product. While he bought a bottle of hot sauce and the label featured a white star like the Texas flag, all red cartoon cowboy, and then looked over and he turned it over and it says the hot sauce was originated from Winston-Salem.
Oh, he threw that bottle. He was like. Splattered on the screen.
Reminds me of them old El Paso commercials.
Oh, yeah.
New York City.
I'm from El Paso, and I used to always think something like that would happen to me. They find out I was from El Paso.
They was disgusted every commercial. This stuff made New York City. New York City.
They would be happy.
Get a rope.
Man.
Man, he had to die over that.
He did.
Yes.
Texas Pete hot sauce, like, my thing is it don't really matter to most people. Like, I'm not really checking to see where it's bottled at. I'm just like, yeah, you mean the Texas Pete?
Yeah.
He was like, North Carolina Pete.
I know.
It don't hit the same.
This Red Rooster, yellow. Like, let me just say it.
Fraud. He had hot sauce on his fingertips. You said that this was Texas made.
I just would never care enough to sue over that.
Absolutely.
Like,
I don't take food back. I don't take clothes back. I damn sure ain't about to complain about some hot sauce.
But can you imagine being a lawyer? Like, yeah, we got a call. They need representation. Like, hey, get the fuck. Like,
what's the case? What do we got? You know, the lawyers come in. What do we got? They got like a list. They do it. A meeting every week. What do we got?
And what's
be
on
like,
the
well, we have a man that bought some Texas Pete hot sauce, and he found out it was actually made in North Carolina. He is furious. And he thinks he has a case. What else we got?
What else, right? Yeah. One week?
Right. We got a malpractice suit with a surgery going wrong.
Real
this
shit
hot
going
sauce
on.
Case. He going to come back to the hot sauce?
I feel like this. If you look this person up, he probably has just a list of things that he sues for.
List of grievances. He's trying to. Yeah. He's trying to. Like one of the people who spill coffee on themselves.
Did you hear the story about maybe like a couple months ago where the girl got a STD from her boyfriend, but it got from the rental car, but then she sued the...
Because she had sex with
him. What?
Yes.
Was it the car company or rental?
No,
she sued Hertz. Wasn't it Hertz?
She sued Hertz because she had sex in the car and they gave her an STD. The boyfriend or whoever gave her an STD, but because it happened in the car, she sued and won.
And won. She won millions.
How was she able to win that?
Oh, 5.2 million?
Yeah.
How was she able to win that?
They probably just settled.
I just feel like people have, because it is bad marketing for Hertz, because I don't want to drive a Hertz car and get herpes. So they probably.
But it wasn't the car who had it, it was homeboy driving the car.
But I'm curious. Was he an employee of Hertz?
No.
Okay, here's the article. I'm going to read it. A woman in Missouri won a $5.2 million settlement with Geico after she contracted a sexually transmitted disease. The woman says she got HPV while having sexual intercourse inside a vehicle insured by Geico. The company quickly found a petition for the payout for the unnamed woman. She alleged that because her partner failed to take proper precautions and infected her inside the insured car, her HPV infection should be covered by the policy.
Oh.
Well, how is HPV infection $5 million? Because it's a dang.
Right.
Because it can lead to cancer. So.
Man, mad people got HPV, man.
Yeah, like one in two people.
What?
Yeah. So I just feel like it's people. You could sue for so anything. Many things.
$5 million, though? Explain this.
Because it's a lifetime. Yeah. You can't get rid of it.
You can get rid of HPV.
No, you cannot. No, it's lifetime. It's incurable. Yeah. So now she has an incurable disease for the rest of her life, pain inside. Especially if them bumps show up. Then you got all them big old bumps. It's uncomfortable. Mm. Like.
So apparently they offered her $1 million. The million was offered, and it was rejected by Geico. So they went to arbitration. And the arbitrator recommended a $5.2 million payout from Geico.
Arbitrators, yeah, they do that. They estimate, like, how it affects your life and the time she had to take off work and jobs she may have had and the wedding she might not have had. And then they just come up with this
number.
How
is that the car's... How is that?
He's insured under the car, so it's something that happened in the car. So, like, if I crash and I don't have no arm, it's something that happened in the car. I got hurt and damaged in the car.
That she got HPV in the car. What if they had sex 2 days in a row and they sex in the house and then sex in the car? And it's like, nope, that was the one.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It could be a one night stand and she knew that was him.
It was her boyfriend.
Well, you know what?
It was her boyfriend?
Yeah, I believe they were dating. I believe it was her boyfriend.
This case is flimsy.
$5 million.
Dang, like, that's flimsy.
But you know, now you know the underwriting and the insurance is going to change for everybody. So now that's going to be, hey, listen, they're going to change.
But I'm just thinking of like all the things that could happen in rental cars that I never sued for. Yeah, like,
that's what my mind. I would have never even thought that.
Like literally, when I bought my car in Atlanta, I'm pretty sure that I got COVID from that Mercedes dealership because that was the only place I had been. I had been in quarantine and I had went to that dealership and I feel like that man who worked there gave me COVID and I wish I had known this because I would have sued the Mercedes dealership in Buckhead.
You would have had $5 million and got to keep the car.
Yeah, no payment.
No HPV. Oh my.
Dang. I never heard that.
Yeah. Things?
Yeah, anything. Slapped in the car, like, which I'm taking you to court now. Yeah. Anything could happen.
Geico should have just paid the $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, why? If they got $5 million?
They got hit in the mouth with the $5
million. Yeah. $1 million was the offer. Million. They rejected that.
Oh, they, yeah. they said, no. The girl said, I want $1 million?
Seems like the settlement offer was $1 million. So maybe her lawyer hit them up and was like, we'll take $1 million for the HPV. And they were like, no. So went to arbitration. The arbitrator was like, nah, you're going to give her $5 million. And they had to pay the $5 million.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
could
not
you
a
imagine
lot
of... having to tell somebody how you came up on your ends, though? So how
man, I'd probably be happy HPV to tell people that.
Right.
Because not nobody you're trying to
get HPV on regular with no $5 million. Yeah,
listen, it's one or two people without $5 million.
So two man,
without HPV.
Two of y'all in here.
I thought she was saying that the HPV was in the car and she got it on her. Like, no. I thought you were going to say they didn't clean it or something.
No.
It was just the fact that Geico insured the car. Yeah. They need to say that in the when they try to get you. Like, listen, decline this insurance if you want, because you can get sued for the HPV.
Yeah.
HPV don't seem like $5 million worth of illness.
But
because
you have to understand.
They say, according to this, it can clear up on its own, and you can battle it with treatment. And I feel like it ain't worth $5 million.
Let me tell you why, though. HPV, especially it's more damaging than women. Men don't have any side effects, really, nothing. For women, it's more damaging. But HPV also for women turns into cervical cancer.
But
yeah.
But that's at length.
Yeah, but
if she, her case, she must know she just got it.
Yeah, she had warts probably appeared because that's what HPV is.
So that means it just happened, so you're not really at risk of cancer that fast.
Depends.
But that's where arbitrator comes into play because he could do statistics on how long it takes to get cancer and the things that it could count out of her life, and they have to put a monetary number on that. Like, okay, and now you might not be able to have the loving relationship you wanted. What does that cost?
And it can mess up you having kids. Bread.
She's a woman. So now with the kids stuff and everything, like it's a lot. And then having to explain to, because she not with old boy no more, so having to go and explain this to a new partner. You have lifetime medicine if you want, but it's nothing gets rid of it, but you have, like, it's a lot. And emotional damage.
Therapy. Emotional, for sure.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Emotional damage.
But HPV, though.
Somebody on Patreon said they got HPV in the HOV.
Jokes.
Dang. Well.
$5 million.
$5 million is a lot of money, man.
I see herpes, HIV, million. HPV, though.
That human papilloma.
I'm on the fence.
I feel like HPV is more dangerous than herpes.
Yeah.
It could be, yeah.
If it leads to cervical cancer.
It's the same thing. HPV is, there's different versions of it, which have different effects. HPV is a herpes virus.
Yeah. And HPV, like, that is a herpes thing that could really family. Stop you from having yeah, children. Yeah, it can mess your whole shit up. A couple fever blisters ain't going to do that.
Well, that's yeah. one of the herpes. Herpes got so many different
planners. Herpes if you is have warts at all, you've got HPV. If you've had a wart. If you've got cold sores, you have HPV.
I always just thought warts came from frogs, for real.
Yes.
Is that a thing? Is it real? Do they?
I don't even know if that's real.
Frogs are like, don't put this
on
us.
Frogs are like, come on, man. Where y'all go with that?
I did not know that. I really thought you could get warts from frogs.
This is frog you learned.
Toads are the ones with the warts. Toads are the ones with the warts.
Oh, well, okay. Can you get one from a toad?
Oh, same shit. You know, niggas, frogs. I feel like it's propaganda.
I was playing with frogs and I never got nothing.
Never frog and toad? That was my book, by the way. Yeah. But I thought they were the same.
I learned something new today. I was today years old when I thought you could get.
I didn't know chicken pox was a herpes joint.
Yeah. Is it?
It's in the family.
What is it called? Like
shingles? It's in the family.
Yeah. I had shingles?
Me too.
I didn't know.
Did you have chicken pox as a kid?
I had chicken pox as a kid.
Me too.
I had shingles when I worked at Boeing.
They call it what? Simplex?
Yeah.
The older you get, the deadlier shingles get.
The doctor told me, the Boeing doctor was like, go home and you don't have to tell your manager.
I'm surprised because usually it doesn't show up until you're like in your later.
Yeah, because you get shingles older when you didn't have chicken pox.
No, when you did. Because the virus mutates inside of you and turns into shingles.
You have the mark still?
Not really.
No, I got a mark for a minute.
Yeah,
I got it like it was after Serene passed. So when I talked to the doctor, it's like, have you been stressed lately? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was like, and I told her what happened.
Shingles can
like,
be stress induced.
Huh?
Shingles can be stress induced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Because the virus is in you, and if you've got certain other chemicals that are that come out when you're stressed, it'll mix with it, and
that's why you got them at Boeing. They hated it then.
That was just I never knew that.
And so when she prescribed me medicine, she said Valtrex. I was like, wait, I got herpes? And she was like, well, and then that's what she told me about the chicken pox. And this is, I was like, oh, shit. Hell yeah, because I remember the Valtrex commercials. They living their life with herpes. I was like, wait, hold on. Valtrex.
I didn't know you could get it older. And like, my brother had shingles, and he was like 30, and it was like something came on his face. I'm like, we were all like, is he dying?
Yeah, I was like 28, 29.
Yeah.
When I got 44. One. And I knew it had seen commercials, but it was always 50, 55.
Yeah, I thought you got it when you were like 80.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what it was.
It was painful,
like,
though.
Yeah, no, you can get vaccinated against it and all that.
Man.
You can get vaccinated?
Oh,
yeah,
for shingles?
Yeah, my mom got a shingles vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I just got a shingles vaccine.
Adult chicken pox.
They had the,
I want to take a break from the show and talk to you about BetterHelp. Listen, I'm a very busy person, but the majority of my time is spent on others. I'm taking my kids to and from school. I'm creating content for others. I'm doing meetings for others. I'm approving things for others. I very rarely spend time on myself. And it's so easy to get caught up with everything else everyone needs from you. You know, never take a moment to think about yourself because that's life, you know? And then, you know, I get it. You're serving others. You're helping. You're being a good parent, you know, husband or wife, father, son, whatever. But at the same time, you are important. And how can you help others if you can't help yourself? And that's what BetterHelp is here. Therapy can give you the tools to find a more balanced way in your life. Okay. So you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. I think it's important to have therapy. I personally benefited greatly from therapy. Again, as a father and a husband, as a friend. But more importantly, as a me, like I've just benefited from me being in therapy. I enjoy my own personality, my own time with myself as a result of therapy, okay? It's made me a better person, a better listener. It's helped me understand my past more. It's helped me navigate my future. And I want you to have that same benefit. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sawthis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/sawthis. All right? And let me know how it goes. Back to the show. In other news. This is kind of crazy.
That medical report has been brought to
Man, I learned a lot today.
Right.
A dog was caught running with a human head in its mouth in Mexico after a cartel message was found written next to a body nearby. Residents of a town in north central Mexico were stunned to see a dog running down the street with a human head in its mouth. Also, that got to be a big dog. Officials in the violence-plagued state of Zacatecas confirmed the incident said Thursday the police eventually managed to wrestle the head away from the dog. The human remains were left with a message referring to a drug cartel. Before the police could act, a stray dog made off with the corpse's head.
Wow. I don't even feel safe talking about this.
Right. Can you imagine? The cartel watching this show? They one of right. these patrons?
Right.
Be careful what y'all say.
I know.
The
cartel, the stories in the cartel, they make the cartel so scary, man.
Cartel is terrifying.
Because I lived in El Paso and Juarez was like right there.
Prime real estate. They was like,
if you go across the border, yep. some people have never returned.
They never come back.
Dogs yeah. running with heads.
Oh, man.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Can you imagine if you was on the phone? You know how you'd be on the phone. Yeah. And I told her. I was like, don't be coming over here with that attitude. Boy, go on somewhere. Don't be coming over here with that. It's a head. If it's your dog, you're going to be like, what you got this time? It's a head looking at you dead, eyes
oh my
open.
God.
Lips chapped.
You know the lips was chapped.
It's just a dead head looking at you.
Oh my That's the opening God. Scene to like a movie, and mm-hmm. then you see the sheriff pull up in the,
Man,
in the car.
That's a tough
now
opening scene,
Now you trying to explain
too.
Why you
his
ain't killed
the dirt.
Dog.
And he like, we got another one.
We got another one. He got his cigarettes in the shirt pocket.
Right. I done told them motherfuckers to stop coming around these pots.
Cartel's been busy. Or if the cop is dirty, he just trying to hush the lady
right.
up. We give you $50,000.
Right. Who
You'll
is
be
he?
All right.
He's a no name.
Right.
You right. That's why you got to do what the cartel says, man.
Absolutely.
Because they're cutting heads off and dogs is biting them.
You, who is like the cartels being like, you need to do this? And they like, no. Who is saying
that's
no
what I'm saying.
Them,
who's,
like...
But you with the cartels, I mean, from what we watch, we know Narcos and things like that.
Right.
So, but even the documentaries, the Pablo Escobar stuff, man, Pablo was blowing things
brutal.
Up.
He blew up an airplane.
Bruh.
Passengers. They ain't got nothing to do with the drug gang. They're just like, we going tonight. Boom.
He was just on a warpath.
Man.
The civilians ain't got nothing to do with the drugs.
Nothing.
They don't share the money. You having shootouts in front of the courthouse? It was like, God. Oh.
It's not even like a, it's not even just the old thing. I went to Playa del Carmen last November, right before the Day of the Dead. I was there for a week. And so my girlfriend owns a condo in the city limits.
Mm.
And so me and my other friend stayed with her house. Whenever we first got there, because we took a shuttle from Cancun to there, like the taxis can't pick you up on that street because... the Ubers can't pick you up on that street because the cartel owns the taxis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so if the Ubers pick you up, she was like, we have to walk to another block. They are watching this street. If the Ubers pick you up, everybody going to be in trouble. And so we just
so
never...
So how are you supposed to know that, though?
Damn.
You're not
because,
even from
because
there.
The girl, well,
yeah,
the,
that's
the,
what I'm saying.
The,
how you get in there? Now you all... hemped up.
Right.
And I think that's why you, if you go to places like that, you either need to know. The girl I stayed with had been living there for years.
Mm.
And she's a black woman. She already knew.
Okay.
And so, like, when we would see them on the, like, we call somebody and they'd be like, stay all the way down the street. Like, you need to come over here. Like, they knew not to pick us up
Dang.
In front of
wow.
that damn place. But it was like the city center. It wasn't like a bad neighborhood. Like, I walked around by myself. I was there for a week. But it was just like certain rules you followed. Like,
dang. That's scary.
The cartel's
man.
Narrative always
November.
Precedes them.
Last
yeah.
November.
Huh?
The cartel's narrative of fear always
oh, yeah.
precedes them.
Absolutely.
With the movie.
Once you hear cartel,
you shut down on a podcast, nigga. I'm done.
But then
say.
You have to think about
Instagram
the
tonight.
Stuff that we see. It's so much stuff that we don't see. Like them hanging bodies from the bridges
yes.
and shit. Like yep. that.
They used
like...
to be in the news in El Paso all the time.
Man.
Used to be like, don't go down to Juarez.
Yep.
And I was like, you don't want to end up in a Mexico. Because kids in El Paso, in Mexico, you can drink at like 16.
Mm-hmm.
So they would
go
to El Paso and get drunk
yep.
and come back. But then sometimes people get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, you're in Mexican jurisdiction.
Yes.
And it was like, dog, if you get caught, and you it, like the alcohol ain't worth it.
No.
So I was
we
like,
didn't care. I got drunk in Juarez.
Did you?
Yeah. I mixed the liquors, though.
Dangerous.
I was drinking beer and the regular liquor. So by the time we got back to the other side, I was, we were driving back to Las Cruces. I was like, you know how you be swallowing a lot before it could
be. Yeah.
Told,
man,
you good?
You trying to keep it down.
Yeah. Usually when somebody asks if you good, that makes you even more
yes,
nauseous.
Yes, it does.
Tone, you good?
Since your ass.
Ooh, got pulled over by the cops. And he was talking to the drivers. He looked back at me. I was in the back seat. He was like, man, this guy. And I was like, threw up on the side of the door. I was done. I was like, I ain't
funny
going
throw
back.
Up story. That but Melissa, this is before we ever drink. We was in church. We was after watch night, which is New Year's Eve service.
Yeah.
Melissa didn't eat nothing all day. And then at church, she just ate a whole bunch of grapes. So we had Denny's and stuff, and she got sick, and she just throws up in the middle of the floor.
Oh, no.
And the lady's like, can you go to the bathroom? Oh, like, frustrated. And Melissa's like, first of all, I wasn't drunk, okay? I had some grapes, and I hadn't eaten nothing. I'm like, listen, I don't think she cared. You threw them in the middle of the floor.
You're drunk.
Whether you were drunk or sober.
And that sounds attitude. Like what a drunk person would say. I'm not even drunk.
Yeah. Now order that, right, too. Absolutely. I said, in a drunk person, that's the first thing they said. I just had some grapes.
That lady don't care about your origin story. No, I had grapes earlier today in church. Communion. Get your ass out of this dinner.
The problem is, in her mind,
she homeless.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your homeless ass is out here throwing up.
Like, Liz, it don't matter.
It was the attitude.
It was the attitude. The lady gave Liz attitude, and she was like, let me tell you what I'm about to say. I ain't drunk. Well, then why did you go to the bathroom? Don't worry about that. I ain't think I was going to throw up.
Did y'all see them stories be the worst.
What?
To go, yeah, hopefully.
Can we move to another table?
Because the pancakes be making you feel better.
Bro, that one time I got drunk, I Ubered to Denny's and had country fried steak and pancakes. Yeah. It was the best.
Pancakes
meal.
Is clutch.
I was like,
you eat crazy when you've been drinking now.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes so good. I was like, why are you eating the country fried steak with your hand?
Right.
Dipping pancakes.
Yes.
Like
one of those Vikings from back in the day. They got the big ass animal leg and the grapes.
That's how it be.
Who's next?
I remember being told we was in New Orleans and we was on Bourbon Street and it was like, get a hand grenade. You gonna get tore up.
Yeah.
Hand grenades. You'll never wake up. Yep. So me told Melissa, we all was like, okay.
You only live once.
I mean, we talk about this thing had negative zero alcohol.
Zero.
In it. We drink the hand grenade. We thought we were going to take an LSD trip.
Man, I was more sober after the hand grenade. I was sharp after the hand grenade. I was like, you know what? Taxes. Budget cuts. Let's talk about the Republican Party and what they're putting on the underneath, on the back taxes, and the subsidies for the student loans. That's what I want to talk about. Aren't you having a party? No, man, fuck that, man. The hand grenade is politics in this country. Had glasses that wasn't even mine taped in the middle. Had a suit on that didn't fit. Let me tell you about what's really going on out here.
You turned into an MIT student.
It didn't
student.
Work.
It didn't have no.
And I'm a lightweight.
Dog, I'm a lightweight. We was going to be like,
man.
Boo!
Yeah. I thought I was going to wake up face down in the New Orleans cemetery with a hooker. Like, what happened last night? Oh, man.
Nothing happened.
That's the most disappointing thing is to get you a drink and don't do nothing.
And then people were like, oh, brother, hand grenade is just a tourist thing. Ain't no alcohol even in that. We're like, they were selling it to everybody. It was like $12. It was expensive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to die tonight.
That was big. Big.
Dog.
Damn. They got y'all.
It was bigger than Melissa.
They saving on all liquor.
They
got
us. There was nothing in there. It was a Capri Sun.
They was pumping that up,
too. And they knew who to give it to. Because I drink. I would have been like, nah, this ain't it.
No.
We didn't know. This ain't it.
I didn't know.
I drink 3 times a year. I'm like, ooh, this tastes different in New Orleans. Just happy to be here. Oh, look out, man. With the karaoke, sober.
I need to feel that little sting in the back. I'm like,
feel that little sting?
Y'all ain't made this right.
Yeah.
We got plenty.
It's Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God. They lied to me down in New Orleans. Oh,
y'all
my God.
Y'all just tried drinking Kool-Aid.
Man.
That's terrible.
Waiting for it to take
like,
over.
Maybe it's going
to
kick in. So
that's the thing. Right. Other times I drank wine, like,
wine, loose.
Oh, yeah.
Wine make you.
Snuck. I was like, you can't get drunk with wine. Wake up the next day.
Last time I ever got drunk, it was with wine, white wine. I had like 6 glasses. I was obliterated.
Yeah.
I was out of here. I was like, just leave me. I was sleep on a wood bench at the venue. I'll be like, don't move me.
Yeah.
Now we got to get you out of here, man. Just close the shop down. You can trust me in here. I know it's a business, but I ain't going to steal your shit. Leave me alone.
Leave
the transport is risky.
my God.
I was in Washington State.
What were you drinking so much white wine for?
I was doing shows with Lucas Seeley, and he just
I love Lucas.
Lucas, he just kept giving me wine, and I'm like, and then it's just like, bam, it caught me later.
The headache after wine being just,
And I had an early flight the next day.
That's the worst.
Man, I made the flight though.
I don't be drinking if I have a show. If I have to go somewhere the next day, you just be burping. Yeah.
That elevation hit. Ooh, I thought about to die on the plane one time. I was on the plane, and I only had on a sweatshirt and a bra underneath. And I remember I woke up, and I was pouring sweat. And I think it was like the elevation, but I remember it started getting dim. I was like, I'm about to pass out. And I'm on a plane by myself. I remember I took my sweatshirt off. I can't just be on a plane in a bra.
Right. Yeah.
But I took it off of one of my shoulders. There was a dude sitting next to me, and I turned the fan on me, and he just looked at me. I was like, hi. I'm just sitting there with like half my boob out, my hoodie on, and I'm just like,
it's too hot.
My flight was like at 5 a.m., and I did not stop hanging out till like 3 a.m., and I was like, I was doing the... Don't pass out.
Your body making all this. You feel the body. Yeah. They said, guys.
They said that when you go up in the air, the elevation makes you more drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. I didn't know that.
And so I was like, yo, I'm really like, if I've never had alcohol poisoning, but I assume that's what it felt like. Because I was like, whoa.
Were you on the aisle, middle?
I was on the end.
That's good. That's good.
I smelled like tequila, and I'm in there taking off my top, and I'm like it's so crazy because I wasn't even thinking about like, oh, you know, I'm sick or this could be serious. I just was like, it's going to be so embarrassing if I pass out. Yeah. Like, I just didn't want to be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll be thinking about, too. Before the sickness fully kicks in, you worry about what other people are going to think.
Yeah.
Then you reach a point of no return where it's just like, you don't even care.
It doesn't even matter now.
It's like when you're throwing up, you be molesting the toilet.
Yeah. You be knowing how dirty it is.
Right on the toilet seat, chilling. You so sick, you don't even care about the... The germs
making
of
that
it
false
all.
Promise to you God that you ain't
pissed,
never
like
drinking
again.
I don't think I've ever been that person to do the toilet.
I'll still be making out with the toilet.
Nice, nasty. I'm still like I can't touch.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
I will put my lips in somebody's urine if I reach that point. I'll be like,
not the way my mind works.
Just trying to see. Y'all want to see a throw up? Keep going.
Tony is wild.
I'll get it strong. Hey, like,
Tony.
Please just save me. Just give me a pot of this. I'll drink whatever you're in.
That is so gross.
That is so nasty.
Don't throw up right here.
Please.
I can just.
Tony!
You good, Kadeem? You good?
That's disgusting.
Oh, I've been around Kenesha when she told her, "Well, I'll be ready to fight Kenesha." I wanted to fight her 18 times already.
I don't drink like that no more.
She always want a rap battle somebody. No, fuck that. We doing a rap battle like Kenesha. Let's get the hell up out of Dodge.
No, I was in. I literally was sober. I literally was battling a whole gang. Do you remember that? Oh, I mean, niggas, and I was in that final battle. They kept trying to.
Man.
I was out there killing.
I love when you said the final battle.
Why is alcohol making me like, nigga, you are real smack.
It is. Right,
listen.
As soon as she get drunk, she busy bone.
Listen, yeah. I'm telling you.
Got it. Beat it up.
You ugly motherfuckers ain't going to be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. That's Kenesha.
Let me tell you something. Stuck in a whole nother town. Keanu had to come get us. I'm jumping
hot.
Out the car, faking like my ID is coming. I'm like, oh, no, I left my ID inside.
If I know Kenesha been sipping, I'll disappear. I'm like, man, I can't. I'd be pissed.
That is a funny thing man. To do when
you're drunk. Who wants this battle? Who wants the smoke?
I say, yo.
Man, she be battling homeless dudes.
I feel like I was in Chicago hanging out with one of my friends, and I got on live. I started rap battle, and I feel like you jumped on my live.
Was I in there?
I feel like you jumped on and was like, what's going on? It's just so random. I was like, Tony Tyco. Like, Shinadu Hegarty. Yeah. The next day I saw it. I was like, delete.
I said, yo, they call me Big D. I slap high five. You don't even have to laugh with me.
Bar.
I'm built different. My pen different.
I knew you couldn't clap back. Clap back. Clap back. Tanisha, you talking to a chihuahua on the street. Clap back. He wanted this. I'm like, man, come on.
Man, drunk me is a whole nother level.
Oh, man.
Freestyle is so fun, though.
It is.
Like,
oh, my God. Tanisha got drunk at my birthday party.
Listen, I went outside, fell asleep. Came back in, party.
I know the party ain't over yet.
We cleaning up.
I bet, baby.
The lights was on. We like, huh? Yeah, girl. People been gone for like an hour.
Yeah, exactly. I was so drunk, I went outside. Came back in thinking the party's
yeah.
I made a plate. I opened the
round
plate.
Two.
She came back and went in the refrigerator. The kids were like, Dad.
Now you got your second one.
I was turned up with it. I remember you guys cleaning the shit. Like, I know it ain't over. I made a plate.
They feel gone for 2 hours.
They had their jammies on.
Fisher went in the refrigerator, put some stuff in the microwave. I say, yo, heat it up or I beat it up. Why are you battle rapping the microwave?
I'm about to eat it up.
You got these boneless wings. Well, I got these bony things. Tanisha, this is an appliance.
Clap I'm back. Waiting on the microwave. Ding.
Yeah. Hey. I knew you was going to come with the ding. I knew you was going to come with the ding, man.
You rap battling inanimate objects.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm telling you, I ain't been invited to nothing since. I'm grown. It's been 10 years. It's time for me to get an
invite. That party got out of control.
Man, that shit was so lit.
Niggas was there that didn't even know me. I remember somebody was sitting on in my hallway eating a full plate. Like, I don't know who nigga this birthday is, but this is lit. I'm like, it's me, nigga's birthday.
I see hella niggas birthday. All the outfits I went to school. Everybody was
in that thing. Like, nigga, who was telling this? Who were telling people about this?
Because it started off real. Everybody, then it just was nigga city.
It was hot in there. Listen, I see the videos of that. I was like, nigga, I don't even know how funny. He fit that many people in the house.
Wow.
And we started doing the karaoke and singing. Oh, that my shit.
Greg was
lit.
Drinking and smoking. He was like, Kev, we got to start training NFL players. We can make their meals.
Don't your friends have the worst ideas when they drop?
I said, they got access to the stuff. Not like this. We going to make the meals for them so they could do the NFL.
Oh, my God.
It's too specific of a business plan.
Right.
Like, they got the NFL team here in L.A.
Oh, my God.
Just sit down, man. We're not doing none of that.
What's worse?
The worst ideas.
The MC battle that's drunk or the business person that's drunk?
Oh, business person.
Business.
Because the idea ain't never nothing.
I hate the business. Yeah,
the business. It'd be the worst idea you ever heard. Because
the rap battle's entertaining. The business plan
is. I can get a kick out of it.
Yeah. They really are. They think they got something.
When you hear me up
it's
in
like
the corner,
like
business plan.
Yeah.
So look, I got some money tucked away.
It's drunk Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Once they start with,
who want to invest?
This is all we gotta do. Once they start with that, you about to hear the worst idea ever.
Oh my God.
The thing. Okay, y'all never sandwiches.
Yes.
Okay, what's wrong with them? They be having bread. What if you had one with no bread?
Well, a sandwich.
And
listen, no
and you better not
what
say nothing, because if I see this come out, oh! I know you don't want
it. Right.
You better not.
I know it was you, because I ain't told nobody else.
Never repeat this.
I ain't told nobody
you
else.
You put the mayonnaise between the cheese and the meat and the pickles.
But no bread.
But then no bread, because bread is the expensive thing.
And then I thought for like a premium package, you know how people cut off the ends of the bread. I figured that the whole bread could be the ends. It's just ends only. Tips.
I knew we selling in London because they got ends.
And they keep drooling because they're drunk because we got the ends.
Yeah.
My homeboy had the worst idea. It's my friend, comedian in Chicago. I have a freestyle with Eli Hamilton. He was like, what if we had a comedy boxing match for comedians. I said, so what's that? He was like, because, you know, comedians, like, they be talking shit. He was like, so what if they fought? I was like, so they not comedians no more. They boxers now, right?
It got nothing He's to do like, with comedy.
Right? And I was like, so well, they boxers now, right?
So they
he was
do
like,
a set.
Yeah.
With the gloves on.
Yeah. He was like, they do a set in the ring, and then they fight each other. And, he was like, this is a great idea. I know a boxing ring. Oh, I know somebody. I know a promoter. You down to do it? He was dead ass calling comedians. Like, do you want to be in this boxing comedy?
How you gonna
show?
Hold the mic with the gloves on?
Right. You just
no. You do your set, and then afterwards, you just write.
You put the mouth guard in. That's been my time. I'm Tony Baker.
And then he do his set, and then y'all come in the middle of a fight. And he was like, man, I'll make so much money off of this
G.
No,
you not.
Because he was like, people that want to pay to see comedians, they want to pay to see them fight. And I was like, no, they want to pay to see boxers fight. They don't want to see us fight.
You just go sit in the stool after your set. Yeah, I'm Tony Baker.
Cause can you imagine getting beat up and just trying to crack jokes? No! And he's like, that's why y'all shouldn't even hit me that hard. He on the ground. It's terrible. It's a terrible idea. But he really called comics.
The mouthpiece. Because you know they always need help. Now you get in there, you know what I'm saying, give them a hot thing, we're going to light you at 250.
Man, that's just terrible.
That's worse than the NFL training.
He's like, man, I'm telling you, it was so good. And then he was talking about how he's going to get big people involved. And he was like, then I can hit up D-Ray. I'm like, nobody's doing this. Nobody's fighting.
See, that's what's wrong with you. Don't believe in nobody. Right, if it ain't your idea, it ain't a good idea.
Give me another shot. You niggas don't believe in me. Maybe I was with another drink when they playing
for. Don't say nothing.
You want to come fight? Man. My shit pop off. You can't fight. You got people have different divisions.
No, my God.
It's comedy jokes,
right?
Right.
The jabs and jokes. Jokes and jabs.
Jokes and jabs.
Jokes and jabs. Low key, I would watch this.
You would?
I mean, you know, yeah, I watch actually. It. I wouldn't be in it, but I'd be like, let's see these cats. See if they got hands. I like boxing.
Yeah.
But you like boxing because boxers are good.
Absolutely, yeah.
People who are not boxers turn in the worst performances you've ever seen.
When you watch, see like, people that are doing this? Yeah.
Man, comedians ain't got no hands?
No.
Well, like, yeah, so anyway, dating in L.A. Ding. Hold on.
You were like. But I used to box for Washington State University, so.
Did you?
Yeah, I boxed for a minute till I messed my Achilles heel up. So.
Boxing?
How you mess your Achilles up?
So when I was... So if you look at the back of my leg, what happened is it was already messed up, so I couldn't last that long. My sister had kicked a 40 bottle, and it cut open the back
of
my leg.
This is so random. This is Kinesia. Here we go.
You didn't even hear
Kinesia's
sister.
My sister kicked a 40 bottle.
The same sister?
Yeah.
Kinesia's sister has a vivid history, Tone.
She's amazing. You remember when she stole my ID? Yeah, Tone.
Oh, you already know the story? Oh, Tone. She told you in the rap battle, she stole my ID. Nigga, try to beat me. Bust you in both eyes, now you can't see.
Achilles heel. That's her rap name. Achilles heel.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, and you know how when you get cut so deep, you don't feel it. You don't feel pain until you see the blood.
Ooh.
So I'm walking. I'm like, damn, my foot is sweating hella bad.
Oh,
and it's blood spilling over. And I look, and then that's when you fall all out
on the curb.
All the pain come in.
That's when everything hit.
Yeah.
Pain come in tough after that.
Right.
So it was always kind of messed up, but I was always in there, and then the pressure just, and if you can't move, because training, you're on for 3 minutes, off for 1 minute, on for the entire thing with the light in, so.
That's why I don't know how the thing people can't do is the conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Because throwing punches done right uses almost all your body.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes is a lot longer than it feels like.
No, it is.
And then 1 minute is not nearly as much time. And then defending yourself, because I took boxing for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how these people even do 12. Man. And boxing used to be 15
they
rounds.
They used to go mad rounds.
Dog, you absorbing blows getting and stuff. Hit. That's why they be getting knocked out. Like, bro, don't take
with
a lot.
Thin gloves.
Bro.
Black and white Sugar Ray Robinson fights.
Tone. That was can you imagine bombing your set and then getting knocked out? No joke. Boom.
He did 180 something fights.
Tone.
Who?
Mm-mm. No, the Sugar Ray Robinson. I'm gonna pull up his record just to show you.
Because they was fighting every Thursday.
Is that the same man as Sugar Ray
Leonard? No. This dude, Sugar Ray Robinson. A lot of people consider Sugar Ray Robinson probably the best boxer to ever exist, given the length. Because everybody always give what's his name all that credit. What's his name? Rocky Marciano.
Rocky Marciano.
He's like 40 something. Oh.
Yeah.
But Sugar Ray Robinson, he had lost, but he went like 50, 60 fights with no loss.
60 fights?
I'll tell you, this is him.
That's insane.
He died in 1989. But his record is a total of 201 professional fights, 174 wins, 109 by knockout, 19 losses.
Can they get that thing that the football players get, CTE? The boxers get that?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, even worse.
Absolutely.
They Nuggets is getting repeatedly worse.
So they actually acknowledge it in boxing?
I feel like they don't.
They call it getting punched drunk.
Yeah.
I don't think they blame it. I think it's expected in boxing.
Yeah, because you're getting hit in the face.
You're getting punched in the face. In football, they thought the helmet protected you more than it actually really did.
Plus, you don't have like little kids professionally boxing. You've got little kids trying to play football.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy.
200 fights?
Yeah, man. And he went for a long time. Like, he lost a fight, but he went so many fights without losing again. It's kind of like, is Rocky Marciano the best? Even though Sugar Ray Robinson went on this, 50-60 streak of wins. I was just like, man, that amount of fights, though. Dang. And if you look at him, he's like a Nat King Cole.
He's small.
He can sing R&B.
That's what he look like. Yeah. Right?
Literally, he looked like he, why do fools
fall? You see him in a group back then.
He had the conch
little thing. He was a fighter.
Hold on, how much did he weigh? He was 5'11". He kind of tall.
5'11"?
He boxed at featherweight, so he was thin.
Like 145, 150.
Yeah.
Featherweight is, do you know that for sure?
That's what I just guessed. I know men's sizes.
I had a boyfriend once. Featherweight is max weight 126.
Whoa!
5'11", 126.
Wow. Like a stick.
I'm 125 and I'm 5'1".
He 10 more inches of the same weight.
That had to be like back in the day.
Oh yeah, because they were built smaller back then.
See,
too.
It say he boxed at featherweight and his highest was at lightweight. Let's see what his lightweight at. Maybe it was close to what Brandy was saying, because he could have started at featherweight, because the boxers usually get heavier as they get older.
But I just feel
lightweight,
like
125, 132.
I feel like 126, 5'11" is like you real fragile, real.
But they be strong too. Boxers, even at that small weight, that's the thing.
Oh, because he's probably lean.
Yeah, if I was a boxer, I would be a heavyweight to super heavy. I would have to fight Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis. Yeah. That nigga would have killed me.
Because muscle weighs more, so.
And fat weighs a lot, too.
I'm trying to see.
Nigga, the day I found out me and The Rock weighed the same, I almost threw up. The Rock had these chains on. He was like 6'5", 260. I was like, I had 260. But you have this. And then, I don't have none of those.
So he went on an 89 fight win streak.
That's insane.
Not including, he had a couple draws in there, but he had 89 wins since that first loss.
Wow.
That's
he right. lost his first fight?
No, he lost.
Oh,
like,
from the first time
he lost. From the first time he lost.
Then he went 89 more?
He went 89 more wins, and he had like two draws.
89 fights, period. Right. More than most people's career.
Right.
Like Floyd Mayweather is professional, is like 50-1, I believe. Yeah. Or, I mean,
50-0
or 50-0.
Yeah.
And he was fighting for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
He had 89. They also was fighting two or three times a year.
They were fighting a lot more back then. Dang. But 89 wins.
That's a lot.
So that blows Rocky Marciano out the
ball. Oh, absolutely.
120.
That's crazy.
All right, before we go, pick your poison. We haven't gotten two crazy ones yet. We're going to get out here on this.
Pick your poison, cuz.
Me.
Oh, this is not nearly as bad as the other one. I think we might have had the intense one before. Ah, yeah.
This is a soft one.
This is a regular one. The one we had was green, and it was like, suck your dad's penis with your mom's mouth. It was like stuff like that.
Give us the green.
That's what I thought we had.
That's what the green crazy
was. But she got the simple one. Because I'm like, we ain't had nothing crazy. But those ones were like, nigga, what?
Crazy. I need the crazy.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I have any crazy left in my thing.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Jesus, man. It was wild. One of them really was like, have sex with your mom with your dad's bottom half.
That's crazy.
Like, what was the alternative?
It's like,
your dad's bottom
half. It's like, what is going on?
Who's sitting in there thinking of this shit, though? That's
all right, let me see if I can find one.
That's mad funny.
Oh, my bad.
No, here
we go. Baby, I got your money. Don't
hold on.
We gotta have a freestyle. not about it one day.
Man, Kenesha says she'll do that no more.
Kenesha retired, man.
You got to be drunk to do it?
Yeah. Okay. It's a different... It's a different type of... Mm-hmm. I could rap, but it's a different type of... But, you know, my motherhood...
Like Mike Tyson, I don't want to be that person
I don't
want
to be that person no
I had
more,
this
man.
Baby kill my vibe, so...
I definitely rap battle. And sometimes I think I'd be turning guys off.
Oh, they do. I seen this thing.
We be sitting there chilling and I'm like...
Yeah, every time.
Hey, what are you doing?
Your rap?
Yep. I seen this meme. It was like, men get me drunk and think I'm about to want to have sex, but
do
I start battle rapping.
The amount of people that
start freestyling.
That to me,
I got
so
that
many
from
people.
So many people.
That to me.
Yes.
They were like, this is you. I was like, it absolutely
it
is.
That's mad
it
funny.
Is.
Y'all rap battle when y'all get tipsy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's
in lingerie, y'all in full rap battle mode.
So you thought you was getting some tonight? All right, let's check the facts. You start going in. He like, whoa, Remy Ma.
You didn't get me no dessert, so your feelings about to be hurt. You ain't lifting up the skirt.
Look at this goofy ass nigga thinking he getting some. Yeah, that
one.
All right,
so here's one from the. I realized we had it not safe for work edition. I didn't realize that. Participate in a nursing home orgy at your age right now.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or have someone in this room give you a rectal exam.
I'll go with the rectal exam
in this
room.
Give me the rectal, man. Go with my
Give me the things again. Nursing age orgy.
Participate in a nursing home orgy or have someone in the room give you a rectal
exam. So orgy is more than two other people. How many people
orgy's
is orgy?
Orgy's like 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, it's a lot. But that's
old
more, people.
It's old. Old.
It's because
I can't.
And it's men and women in an orgy, so it's not like a train or nothing. So
come on, dog.
I'm not trying
go
to see
in
grandma's
my booty
titties.
Hole, Kev. Check it out.
Kenesha, Cam. I was going to say I would have Tony do it because he's like a brother to me, so I feel.
There.
But then his hands are hella big, so I'm going to have to go with Brandy.
I'm going to be like, Kenesha, you ready for this?
Like, let me take out my boyfriend butt plug.
Go down to Shady Pines and get busy with me.
I can't. I like young men as it is. I'm 10 years older than my baby, but I can't do men my age or older.
I can't
so.
Do that old orgy.
I like young men too, but it's like something fetishable about like just the old man who can't move. So, I think I'm a, but they got to all be men because old ladies
no,
start
orgies.
Coming in.
Are men and women.
All right, you
there's
just
check
holes
my everywhere, yeah, Brandy.
Okay, yeah. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Mildred coming over to you.
No.
Like, my turn, Brandy.
No, I can't eat no old
I was
Blanche.
The Hatties.
You got to pick the titty all the way up.
Why are you slurping it?
You're going to be tripping over them old breasts. My turn. Oh, here come Gertrude. Gertrude's a squirter.
I know it smells crazy.
It's probably mostly peas.
Gertrude's going to be squirting powders. Gonna be
take off my Depends. They're pulling their Depends to the side.
Gonna be showering and showering.
Yeah. Them asses have not been cleaned properly. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna get my rectum examined. Because
that's quick. Just
go,
let it go on.
Check me out. Yeah. Booty hole.
Oh,
that's going to be rough for y'all, not me.
Right, because, I mean, if you've ever been to the doctor, somebody done checked something before. I got a colonoscopy before.
Yeah so far.
Tube in there. Mm-hmm.
Go in there.
Go on, quick check.
I'm like, this
what
easy
you going with,
Kev?
Let me get Gertrude.
You going with the old orgy?
Shady Pines.
I want to go in during Judge Judy. Put in work. This is the people's
pen. Murder, She Wrote in the background. Matlock.
I'm knocking in. It's out of alignment. My friend, this is the new hip. Shut up, Prince.
Hey, you know it's going to be an early orgy because they go to bed at 6.
I also feel like it's going to be most of the time people's just court. Everybody trying to get ready. Nobody's really going to be able to do the job. They're going to be like, oh, you just wait.
You're not
you
ready
just
for
wait.
This.
You better bring a lot of lube. Cause
oh, Lube City. You better hold on to that walker. People's court music.
Just the fact. I was like, oh, this is so bad. They trying to talk to you sexy.
Yeah.
My day.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Papa going to get your titty and his lock jaw up?
My jaw locked up.
They got the oxygen in.
Oh, man.
Actually, I've done it with the oxygen in.
They come rolling in.
I was on oxygen for a long time.
Oh, yeah. You was getting taken down with the long COVID?
Yeah.
No.
I was on oxygen for almost 6 months.
So you were smashing with the oxygen
yeah,
tank
Yeah, you
on?
Had to. Because that's why I was like, the first person who gets some really going to think they beat it up, but my lungs are bad.
Oh, got you.
I was like, I don't know how to introduce it. Like, listen, I got to reel
this. Do you start with
over.
The mask on or do you grab it mid-pumps? Because if you grab it mid-pumps, no. I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get that
put
oxygen
it, no,
tank.
No, because it was already, so I already had it on my note, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And you kept it on the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah, okay. You have to. I mean, it gets knocked loose, but you got to hold on.
Knocked loose?
Hold on.
He's like, man, take the mask off. You about to die for this.
Man.
Take the goddamn mask off.
They start being freaky. Give me some.
Yeah. Let's get some of them.
They put it on their face. Yeah, they put that in your mouth. Blow it back in your mouth. They gonna blow the oxygen.
You shot girl in oxygen?
Oh,
listen,
man.
Like this girl.
You're going to die for this.
You're going to die for this.
Oh,
take
God.
The mask off.
Instead of being choked, be like, don't choke me. Just take my
yeah,
two
I'm taking
take
the mask off. Huh? That's what you want?
Don't choke me. Take
give
the
me the mask back. Nah, you're going to have to earn it. How bad you want it? How bad you want the oxygen? What's going on in there? What's
soon,
going
soon,
on in there?
Because you know when they say people be hanging them, they be hanging and choking themselves. As soon as you about to finish, you snatch it out. Go
yeah.
ahead, finish. Look, it's an intense about it.
Yeah.
Life death experience.
Man.
Right there.
Man.
Who needs a belt?
I know, and it has a little thing on the back, like you know how glasses. So I had to put it so it stuck to you, you know, so it stays on, and then they make it all
tough.
Tight.
That's tough.
Kanisha, that's too funny.
That's wild. Oh. Did anybody say anything weird while that was happening? Like, tell me you about to die.
No.
I feel like the orgasm like would actually what? Be better with the oxygen coming in like that because it clears your mind up.
Yeah.
So you can breathe better during the orgasmic part of it. So it's just, I feel like it would be more intense. No.
Imagine not being on the oxygen anymore, but now you're addicted to it.
Oh,
you
my
never
yeah, for
sure. Have sex, you'd be like, let me get my tank.
You wheel that
I'm
big
about
ass
to blow
tank.
Your mind.
Dude be like, no, what the hell is this?
Put this on real quick. I'm about to fuck it up.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a difference.
So it wasn't better with the oxygen?
It wasn't that big of a difference. It was weird, and I was a little bit self-conscious about it because I'm like, I'm sitting here in oxygen, but now it wasn't
like
really
maybe
that.
If you were comfortable, Jesus,
that
you might have been able to
down, though. Yeah. I don't care. If I don't make it, I ain't going to make it without no sex.
I'm with you.
Say oxygen
too,
opens
oxygen...
your mind up. It like feeds the brain cells.
Yeah.
So I figured dude. Everything would be more heightened.
But it might be different because she needed it. Mm. So if you do it and you don't need it, then it probably does.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's a new kink.
Yeah, it didn't really.
Yeah, let's get some oxygen going next time.
Now I'm like, listen now. That's...
Closing the thing.
Like,
come on, man, let it go.
You got to earn.
Right, right.
Say
yeah.
my name.
Yeah.
Say my name so you can get this oxygen. Huh? You suffocate, you can't breathe, man. You're getting red.
Oh, my God.
You're getting red.
I love it. That sounds
all right. This has been I Saw This on the Internet. Make sure to check us out wherever you find podcasts. Follow the comedians on their respective social medias. If you want to submit any suggestions to us, pick your poison or questions, send them to internet@kevonstage.com. All right. Bye.